Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I had to reopen the line because we had some difficulty, but praise the Lord, we're able to get back on and everything is working fine by God's grace. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much, Lord, for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you, O Father, for your mercy, your love upon each and every one of us, Lord. We're so different. We're so unique, Lord. Our names are written upon your hands, O Father. Our fingerprints are so different from each other, Lord. But it's a wonder that you love us all the same, and you created us, O Lord, for a purpose, for a reason, so that we can glorify and magnify your name, Lord. We ask that you will have mercy upon each and every one of our brothers and sisters, those that are on now, those that will be joining us or listening to this rebroadcast. We ask that you will bless them in the mark way, be with the family, their friends, their children, and even their enemies, O Father, and those that are out in the world, O Father, that don't know you, Father. We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to work upon their heart, O Father, because we know that this gospel will be preached to the whole world for witness, Father, before the end. So we all will have an opportunity to accept or reject, O Father. Help us to hold fast, steadfast upon your love, upon your unchanging love upon your law, and also help us to be obedient. Help us to love your commandment, your statute, and your law, and so that nothing can move us, O Father. Prepare us for the time ahead, Father, that we will not be so easily moved or shaken by every wind of doctrine or by what's coming upon us as an overwhelming flood, Lord. Please help us to be able to stand. Be with our children, Lord. Help them to be able to stand. Help them to come to know you as their personal Savior, and the grandchildren, for those who have grandchildren, and our family as a whole, Father. We thank you ever so much. Please bless the speaker as he will be coming on later. And each participant, Lord, fill their hearts with love. Fill their home with joy and peace, Lord, and reverence for you, O Father. Help us to do everything in decency and in order. Forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, our transgression. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Again, thank you for joining us. Please press 1. As we know, we had a little difficulty, and I had to start the show over again, or this rebroadcast over again. But praise the Lord, nevertheless, that we're here. So please press 1 so you can share at this time, and I will open your line. Blessed Preparation Day. As we know, the Sabbath is not yet started, but I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-650. Your line is open.
Good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in upstate New York. And I will sing my song. Far from all care, we hailed the Sabbath morning, o'er waving fields and from the distant sea. Swell notes of praise in harmony resounding, as all creation turns her heart to thee. Though man alone, Lord, of thy great creation fails now to laud thee for thy love and power, yet still a remnant love thee and remember thy holy law on each Sabbath hour. Lord of the Sabbath, Savior and Creator, come now the troublings of each troubled breast. Speak to our hearts the peace of thy commandments. Breed on its soul fair Eden's hallowed rest. Strong in thy might and quiet in thy meekness, may we thine image bear from day to day. Then may we enter pearly gates eternal and sing redemption song each birthday. And I'm going to read Genesis 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Far from all care, O Lord, we hail the Sabbath morning, our waving fields and from the distant sea. Swell notes of praise in harmony resounding, as all creation turns our heart to you, O God. Father, you said you rested on the seventh day. Sixth day, you ended all your work which you had made, and you rested on the seventh day. You have sanctified the Sabbath, the seventh day. You have purified it. You have blessed it. And you have set it apart as a day of praise and thanksgiving. Oh God, help us to worship you in spirit and in truth on your holy Sabbath day. Because you are God and God alone, and whatever you do and whatever you say and whatever you created, oh God, it stands forever. No man cannot change it. So, Lord, as we come on your holy Sabbath day, dear God, to give you thanks and to give you praise, to magnify your name, to call upon your holy name, oh God, we are asking you to send your holy angel to encamp round about us, oh God, and to cover us and to seal us, oh God, for eternity. Father, I put this prayer line into your hand, dear God, with all of us on this prayer line, all the moderators, oh God, and all of us, along with our families, our friends, our neighbors, and all those who we come in contact with, dear God. We are asking you to bless us in a special way, to anoint us from the crown of our head, oh God, to the sole of our feet. Father, as I come before you, I'm asking you, oh God, there's nothing we can do of ourselves, oh God. So help us, Lord, not to be selfish, and help us not to be sinful, oh God, but help us. Help us, Lord, to put away sin and to put away selfishness and to come boldly before you so that you can make your face shine upon us, oh God, and bless us and give us eternal life. Father, nothing in our hands we bring but simple to you. We come, we are unworthy and holy and done. But God, because you is God and God alone, and you love us with an everlasting love, you will save us, oh God. You will cleanse us. You will purge us. You will purify us, oh God. And you will make us into what you want us to be. Lord, so many families are sick. So many families are haunting with you in two opinions, don't know what to do. But, oh God, because you is God and God alone, dear God, send your holy angel to encamp round about them. Beat back all the forces of darkness, oh God, and let your light take over to shine so that they can see your good works and come to glorify you, because you are the God of gods and you are the higher God. Father, I just want to give thanks unto you, oh God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the King of kings, for your mercy endureth forever, oh God. You alone do a great wonders, Heavenly Father, and Lord, it's only your mercy endureth forever. Continue to bless us, continue to guide us. Oh God, I put all the sick before you, dear Jesus. So many different sickness, oh God, and so many different diseases. So many things are going on in the world. Oh God, you created the world, and everything in the world belongs to you, Lord. So Lord Jesus, rule your world. Man want to do as they please, but oh God, whatever you say, stand. Because man cannot change your word. Your word is from everlasting to everlasting, and it cannot change unless you change it. And Lord, what you put, it stands forever. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to go in all the hospitals, oh God, with all the sick patients, dear Jesus. Give all the doctors and the nurses, the patient, to do their best. Because, Lord, only their best is good enough. And whatever they do, dear Lord, you will give them their reward. So, Lord Jesus, whatever we do, help us to be faithful, help us to be truthful, help us to be kind, help us to be sharing, help us to be like you, God. Continue to bless us, Jesus. Continue to take full control of us. Lord, I put this country into your hand, dear God, and all the ministers all over the world in diverse places, Saturday, the Sabbath ministers and the Sunday ministers, oh God, I put all of them into your hand, dear God. Continue to bless them. Continue to lead them. Oh, God, help them to come to you, to ask you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that they may do what they have to do and do it to your honor and glory. Lord Jesus, I put the government into your hand. I'm asking you to step into the White House, oh, God, and to rebuke, to remove, and to destroy every unrighteousness and to let them come to you, Lord, so that they can lead your people aright and your name can be glorified and praised. Father, take over tonight, Lord, and who the speaker. Speak, oh God, I put the speaker into your hand. Whatever you speak, let it be words coming from your throne, and let it not be seen, but let you be seen. I pray, oh God, and I give you thanks. In the name of your Father, in the name of your Son, in the name of your sweet Holy Spirit, I pray and I give you thanks again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barney, for the prayer. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for showing the love of Christ even in your prayer, as you pray for each and every one of us, and even for the government, those that don't know Christ and don't have a relationship, the hospital, there's so many in the hospital dying because of whatever the reason is, but we know we have a great physician who can heal all our maladies, but these people need to know the help message. They need to know, and we are the one to tell them, you know. That's why when we go out, we meet people, we greet them, tell them about the love of Jesus, and, you know, be a witness unto them. So I thank you again, dear sister. Again, brothers and sisters, you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, thought from your devotion, please press 1 so that I can open your line. I'll go to the next caller, 501-868. Your line is now open.
Hi, howdy do, beloved. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. I am just elated. God is so good. He is so awesome. He is worthy to be praised. And I know you all are saying, if she tell me one more thing about how many times this child is going to graduate. Well, today is the final graduation for 2021. So I thank God. I know that it was because of him, it was because of my Heavenly Father, that she was able to make it and to be successful in all that, you know, in her studies. So they graduated today. Again, this was the high school graduation. And God is so awesome because it was scheduled to rain. Okay, and it did not rain. Some sprinkles came down, and it is now pouring, raining now outside. But the graduation is over. All went well. They did mispronounce her name, but somebody corrected them, and they were able to say her name correctly again. And so I just thank God. The traffic when we were on our way going, the traffic was just crazy, but we were there on time. Praise God. Praise God, Sister Paul, for praying for that. So we got there on time in one piece, and I'm just so excited to see what God is doing on her behalf, on our behalf. God is just working this out. I'm telling you, the money is just coming in. We prayed. The scholarship is coming in for her because what is her goal, beloved? I want you all to put that on your prayer list. We want that she can go to school debt-free. Go to school debt-free, all right? And so God is opening up his storehouse and just pouring out all his blessings on her. And I pray and I ask you all, as you're praying for those scholarships, I ask you that God, that you will pray for them, that God, the Holy Spirit, will convict her heart and continue to lead her on his path of righteousness. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for coming on, for sharing. And know you are a proud mother, and we are proud brothers and sisters of Kaja and all her achievements. And the Lord has truly blessed her and blessed you as her mother to lead her aright in this direction. And we all are thanking the Lord, and we will continue to keep her in prayer, as you said, for a debt-free college scholarship and for her to apply her knowledge. But first of all, we know we're praying for her to put Christ first in all things and let him lead her as she goes through her life journey. And not just her, but her brother as he continues through his life journey and our children and the rest of the family. Amen. Thank you again. Amen. Again, press 1, brothers and sisters, if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, it's just a blessing to hear the testimony, to hear the encouragement, to lift each other up in prayer. We know prayer is so needed. We are all here because someone prayed for us. Some of us know who, some we might not know who, but someone prayed for us, and we thank the Lord for those that have prayed for us. We thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord for conviction, and we just thank him for his mercy. Amen. So again, press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading, and I'll go to the next line, 518-951. Your line is now open.
Okay. Okay. Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. And thank you, brothers and sisters, to join tonight. A while ago, I was here, Sister Carla, and someone called and said to me, Sister Powell, the line is not open. So I said to her, oh, I know Sister Carla did not call and tell me anything. When she is not going, no, she will call. So as I was going now to get my iPad and to open it and get everything clear off to get me set, I saw that Sister Carla was on the line. So I just want to give God thanks, you know, that, you know, we are able, you know, and God is good for us to join this blessed Sabbath evening on the line. Because Sister Carla, it seems my brothers and our sister, whenever time they are, this line is not open, oh, they want to know why it is not open. And, you know, so we thank God for faithful brothers and sisters who join Advent Light Line and that they are coming on and participating, sharing and praying for each other, singing songs of praise and reading their scripture passages. So I am just being joyful for that, Sister Carla. And thanks again for opening my line. And we welcome you that you are here back tonight. And Lord, for the wonderful testimony of praise from, you know, dear Sister Stephanie on behalf of Carja, you know, is only the Lord do it. I place her in her God's hand, and I'm asking the Lord to surround her and that she can draw closer to the Lord and that she can put the Lord first in everything she do. So we are asking for prayer, you know, and I will, as we know, that is the Sabbath, right? And this Sabbath is going to be a test, my dear Sister Carla. We know that. And it is coming up. And the Sabbath has been changed. They are saying it is not Sunday, the 7-day Sabbath, Saturday Sabbath. It is the Sunday. So they are calling the Sunday Sabbath. But we know that God never changed, right? He had given us this Sabbath from creation. He handed down to us. And Matthew 5:17 said, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one for or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law. You know, till all be fulfilled. So we know they are also saying the Sabbath is for a Jewish, is for Jewish. It's not for this world, but God the Lord says, but the Lord isn't the Sabbath a Jewish day? That's the question they are asking. And isn't the seventh day the Sabbath of the Jew? We know that it is not for the Jew. And it also said in Mark 2:27, the Sabbath was made and given to man 1,500 years before the existence of the Jew. And we also see that in Genesis 2:1. Another person asked, someone told me that after your crucifixion, the Lord, your followers, no longer keep the 7-day Sabbath according to the commandment. Is this true? So all this question is going to ask so forth. And we have to be well fortified, well rooted and grounded in the word of God. And also Luke 20:53, 54, and 56 said, And that day was the preparation. So, preparation day. And the Sabbath on, and the Sabbath drew on. And the woman also who come with him from Galilee followed after, and behold the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. And they return and prepare spices and ornament, and the ornaments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. And we know that, you know, all these Christians coming to us, but by the grace of God, we're asking the Lord to help us that we can give this scripture passage that our people can know that the Sabbath is not changed. Also, this one is staying there now, that it said, but didn't the Apostle Paul always meet with the early Christian on Sunday in honor of the resurrection? What was this manner in regard in the day of worship? And the answer, the question, the passage, scripture passage, Acts 17:2. And Paul, as the manner was, went unto them, and three Sabbath day reasoned with them in the scripture. Reason with them out of the scripture. So we know, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, that the Sabbath is going to be the big test. So we are asking and praying that the Lord will keep us, that we can study his word, be faithful to the Lord, so that we will keep this. Ask him to help us that we will be faithful to keep his commandment, because God said, if we love me, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. So if we do not love God, we will break the Sabbath. But if we love him, we can keep his commandment. So I'm going to sing this little song. Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord of God is blessed. Of all the week, the brightest. Of all the week, the best. It brings reproach from labor. It tells of joy divine. It beams of light descending with heavenly beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome. Welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure, is golden hours we spend in thankful hymns to Jesus, the children dearest friend. No gently loving Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Let us don't forget the Sabbath. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for the song and for sharing your reading. Amen. And yes, I thank whoever called you, but yes, we I did try to open, but there was an issue and I had to restart the line, so that was the problem. But nevertheless, the Lord worked it out, and I was able to see the problem and restart the line. So praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Pray that you came back on, and knowing that we are here, you know, to encourage each other, to pray, to receive a message, to sing song of meditation, to thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and to encourage and pray for each other. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller. That quiet. Okay, two more that has pressed one. Again, if you haven't got a chance to present your prayer request, your testimony, your thoughts, or your song of meditation, please press one so that I can open your line. Just want to welcome you. Happy Sabbath, brother and sister. Happy Preparation Day. As we know, the Sabbath has not yet arrived, but it's right here within hours or some within minutes. So thank the Lord for each and every one of you. So I'll go to the next caller, 985-232. Your line is now open.
Amen, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank the Lord for many blessings. Thank him for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Thank him for all his blessings. And I would like to read this devotion, this prayer. It says, "How fearful are your judgments, O God? None can escape your justice by fleeing or hiding or by argument. You judge the world once with the flood, and again, the judgment by fire will come. Your judgment are just, O Lord. We pray for those who do not know you, that they may run to their only hope, even to your Son, Jesus Christ, before it's too late for them. Amen." I want to thank God for his blessings and his mercy. I want to thank him, and happy Sabbath. I would like to ask for prayer for Event Light, all the upcoming, and all the leaders on this line, and everywhere else they may be. And I ask the Lord to bless them and strengthen them, give them strength to carry on these messages and the teaching, and bless all our all our brothers and sisters on and off the line, and bless those that just sprayed away, and bless them to come back. I just want to bless all the ones that we run into and we can get to join the line, because they don't know how wonderful it is when you meet this line and can learn some of this health stuff and know that it can save your life. Because it brought me a long way. I've told a lot of them. Get to know this message, this church, this message, and the health message saves your life, and it brings you a long way when you do what they say do as health-wise, because, you know, it saves your life. You know, the doctor too slow. You could probably could save your own life. I say it's wonderful. You got to take time out to listen to things. And like God say, humble yourself. You know, sometimes we get evil, weird, and don't want to hear nothing. I said, that's how I was. But the Lord saved me for this, because I ignored my sister for years, and the Lord saved me to come to this point, to get to this church. But anyway, I just thank God for this Seventh-day Adventist online. That's where I started at, and it was wonderful. It still is, and it's a blessing God sent. And thank God for y'all. But anyway, God is good, and I just want to just keep everybody in prayer, the sick, the homeless, those confined, and everywhere. We're going to keep each other in prayer. Amen. Brother John is not in yet. He's outside, but it's still daylight here. But happy Sabbath anyway. And God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
keep
Sister Brenda, for
prayer.
Coming.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you for coming on, Sister Brenda, and for sharing. And, yes, we will keep you and Brother John in prayer. We know prayer is powerful. God answer prayer in ways that we know not. So let us not take prayer lightly, brothers and sisters. Prayer is powerful. And I just want to read Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." So let us think on those things that are lovely, true, honest, a good report. And let us thank the Lord. Amen. And let us continue to lift up each other in prayer. Again, if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, press 1 so that I can open your line. Okay. The speaker should be on shortly. 855. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Carla, hello, beloved brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name is Brother Eli. Sister Carla, I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, beloved brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, God is good, beloved. Have faith in God, brothers and sisters, because God is good. God is merciful, brothers and sisters. Just like Sister Carla said, brothers and sisters, let us rejoice, brothers and sisters. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made, Sister Carla. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Brothers and sisters, I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request, Sister Carla, is to pray for my mother. Live for my mother in prayer, Sister Carla, because my mom needs a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. And Sister Carla, I need a lot of prayer too. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for Brother Jerry and the good baptized. Pray for Brother Jerry and the good baptized Seventh-day Adventist, but Sister Carla, he's not Seventh-day Adventist yet. But Sister Carla, I'm asking you to pray for Brother Jerry and the good baptized in the name of the Lord. Pray for Brother Jerry, Sister Carla, and he should not be afraid, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, pray for Brother Isma. Live for Brother Isma in prayer. Pray for all of us. Pray for Sister Isenia. Pray for everyone, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, another prayer request. Pray for the 40 days of prayer because we need like a 40 days on this as Bitline Ministry, just like Brother Yudi prayed for as Bitline Ministry. As Bitline Ministry needs 40 days of prayer because we need that, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, God is calling you, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, let's keep God's promise. Let's keep God's commands, brothers and sisters. Just like the mother of the ministry on the prayer line say, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, just like the mother of the ministry, Sister Stephanie's mother say, keep God's commands, brothers and sisters. Let's keep God's commands. Let's keep the Sabbath holy because we need it, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, pray for Brother Jari because he needs a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, let me sing a song before Brother Yudi. Because tell Brother Yudi, Sister Carla, don't forget to tell Sister Powell to pray for Brother Jihari. And Sister Carla, can you read Psalms 27, Sister Carla? Because you know why, Sister Carla? Because I think Brother Jihari is afraid, Sister Carla. But read Psalms 27 before Sister Powell do a special prayer for Brother Jari. Let me sing a song right now. A mountain of love to the whole, yes, Calvary, oh, the blood that gave me strength today, it will never lose its power. Let's sing, Sister Carla. We shall to the whole, yes, mountain of love to the whole, yes, Calvary. Oh, Sister Carla, Sister Carla, say to the that gave me strength today, it will never lose its power. We shall to the whole, yes, mountain of love to the whole, yes, Calvary, oh, the blood that gave me strength today, it would never lose its power. Sister Carla, can you read Psalms 27 for weeks 27 before Sister Powell do a special prayer for Brother Jolly? Can you read Psalms 27?
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Psalms 27. Let's see. I'm not sure what verse, but Psalms 27. And Brother Eli, the Holy Spirit has to convict Brother Jihari. We have to pray and lift him up. The Holy Spirit has to convict him, you know. So we can't force anyone. We just got to pray, and they have to make a decision. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry on with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou say, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Amen. And I'll stop there at verse 8. Again, thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on and sharing and the song and for the prayer request that you have requested. Amen. I'll go to the next caller. Again, brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. Blessed Preparation Day. And those that are in the Sabbath, blessed Sabbath to you and your family. And I'll open the line for 631-552. Your line is now open. Just a moment. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Paula. Happy Sabbath, each and everyone, family members of Advent Light Ministry. Thank each and everyone to be on the line tonight. It's truly a blessing that God has been so good to us. Safely, we can say we have been to come to another week, and God has protected us. He has provided for us, and there is none of us that can say that we are sick, because God is with us, and he promised that he will be with us always, even to the end of the world. So in spite of all that is going on, in spite of our struggles, we have somebody that is always close to us. A person in the world that is struggling without Christ is in more jeopardy than the one who belongs to Christ. So pray that we will celebrate the memorial of creation, God's creative works, and the crowning act of creation, which is man. Let us give praises and honor and glory to the Majesty and I. I want to share this quote from the book Our Father's Care that's been my devotional for 2021. I want to share something that he said, learning of God through his works. It says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. That is Psalms 145, verse 9 and 10. It says, we love to contemplate the character and love of God in his created works. What evidence has he given the children of man of his power, as well as of his parental love? He has garnished the heavens and made grand and beautiful the earth. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? All thy works praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. The last one I read, then I go. Had our world been formed with a perfectly level surface, the monotony would have fatigued the eyes and wearied the senses. God has adorned our world with grand mountains, hills, valleys, ranges of mountains, the rugged granite, bare mountain, also the mountain decorated with evergreen verdure, and the valleys with their soft beauty make the world a mirror of loveliness. The goodness, wisdom and power of God are manifest everywhere. In mountains, rocks, hills and valleys, I see the works of divine power. I can never be lonely while viewing the grand scenery of nature. On the journey over the plains and mountains, I have add feelings of deepest reverence and awe while viewing the frowning precipice, the snow-capped mountains high. So when you look at new nature, the things that God has created for us, especially when you're in the countryside, you can look and see the beauty of God's creation. And that's what God has created the Sabbath for us, to reflect on His creative power and His love for us in giving all us these things. Even though the world is blinded by things, still we can see beauty of God's presence in these things that He has created. Thank you, Sister. Call of Open Up Online. I ask for prayers that God will contribute me, God may protect me, my family, my friends, even those we are praying for, those that we are laboring for as well.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on and sharing. Yes, we will keep you in prayer and your family, your loved ones. Amen. 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 Is there anyone else before we go into a word of prayer? Did I overlook anyone? Did anyone have a prayer request or would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. 272-770. Your line is not open.
Just a moment.
Your line is not open.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Carla. God bless you all. Happy Sabbath to all my brothers and sisters on the line. God bless you all. I'm so grateful for another precious day of life. I'm grateful that the Lord is always with me. No matter what we may be going through, the Lord is always walking with us. He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And if I may, I would like to sing, We Have This Hope, in the hymnal. And it's page 214, if anyone would like to sing along. You're welcome to.
We have this hope that burns within our hearts. Hope in the coming of the Lord. We have this faith that Christ alone imparts. Faith in the promise of His word. We believe the time is here when the nations far and near shall awake and shout and sing, Hallelujah, Christ is King. We have this hope that burns within our hearts. Hope in the coming of the Lord. We are united in Jesus our Lord. We are united in His love. Love for the waiting people of the world. People who need our Savior's love. Soon the heavens will open wide. Christ will come to claim His bride. All the universe will sing, Hallelujah, Christ is King. We have this hope, this faith in God's great love. We are united in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister. I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line. I just want to give a prayer request for my dear sister Powell and all my dear sisters on the prayer line. Prayer to lift them up to the Lord. Prayer for Sister Powell and her family. And prayer for you, Sister Carla. Also prayer for you. For the rest of every person on the prayer line, all my brothers and sisters. Also, a silent prayer for those who may not want to say anything, so silent prayers. Also, prayer for Sister Payne, Sister Lynn, prayer for Sister Stephanie and her beautiful children. I give praise and thanks to the Lord for her daughter, Kaja, who's graduating from college. What a blessing. The Lord will provide our every need, so I'm so grateful and very happy for her. and also prayer for Mr. Richardson, and prayer for Sister Leola, prayer for all of our brothers and sisters, prayer for Brother Richardson as well, and prayer for Brother Eli and all of his mom and all of his friends and family. Prayer for the nation, because the nation is hurting as well. Prayer for all of our pastors and all of the SDA churches. We need to lift them up in prayer as well. And prayer for Sister Elizabeth, prayer for Sister Marianne, prayer for her daughter, Rochelle, prayer for my grandchildren, prayer for all my siblings and my brothers and sisters, and prayer for my mom. A little prayer for myself. I have diabetes, and I have two bad knees, so I also would like prayer. And I'm just so grateful to be alive. I'm so grateful that the Lord helps me each and every day. He's truly a blessing. He's truly amazing. I know I was testing my sugar levels, and my sugar levels have been going down. And I give all the praise and honor to God. To God be the glory. He takes such good care of all of us, and I'm so grateful. My sugar level went down to 114, so I thank and praise the Lord, and I give him honor and praise, because without God, I could do nothing. So thank you again, Sister Carla. I hope you have a blessed and beautiful evening on the prayer line, and I thank you. God bless you, and the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from the other. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear sister. It's always a pleasure to hear you on the prayer line. Yes, we're going to, Sister Powell, she's going to give us a word of prayer right now, and praise the Lord. We know all things are possible, and we have a great physician, and God wants to heal you if you're diabetes, and we just have to give it to him. And we know the 12 laws of health, those are our, our doctors, like, as stated on Thursday nights. So just with change of diet, eating the right food at the right time, adequate exercise, fresh air, water, rest, amen, meditating upon the word of God, and just not eating and drinking at the same time. And we, as I was listening to this doctor, he said, the American diet is not good for us. And anything in a can or a box, basically, or in a, sometimes in a bag, those things are processed food is not good for us. And there's sugar in the canned stuff. There's, lots of bad sugar. We know the honey and those things are good sugar, but we have to take it in moderation. So I thank you. I love you in the name of Jesus, and we know that all things is possible with Christ, and he wants to heal your diabetes and also the aches in your knee and your family and your children and your grandchildren. Amen. So I'll open the line for Sister Powell to give us a word of prayer if she's able to. Before I open the line for the speaker, which will be Brother Bernard, he will bring the word this evening, brothers and sisters. Okay, Sister Powell, your line is now open.
Okay, thank you, amen. Sister Carla. Okay, thank you, Sister Carla. Thank everyone. This is this time, brothers and sisters on Advent Life. You have the opportunity that you can bow your head, and you heard all the various requests. We are asking you to whisper a little prayer to the Lord, and then I will come in. We all can pray. We all can ask the Lord for help. So we are asking you to go into a season of prayer. Psalms 18 said, I will love thee, O Lord, my God. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. We shall be save from mine enemies. Kind and righteous Father, which art in heaven, we come before you this moment to give you thanks for this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us. We want to thank you for the blessings you have restored upon us, each and every brothers and sister who join Advent like this and who share, who participate, who sang, who read scripture, who give praise, testimony, Lord. We ask you, Father, for pour out your blessings upon them. Lord, you know each heart. Father, we thank you for dear sister Brenda and brother John, and Lord, their testimony of praise, what you have done for them, and encouraging others to come on this line so that we can study together and ask for help, because when we need help, all we have to do is to read a word and come to you. So we want to thank you for Sister Brenda and Brother John as they are presenting the message as the representative in their area, sharing the gospel, what they have learned, to others who they come contact with, dear Father. We ask you for blessings towards them and allow them, dear Lord, that through the Holy Spirit and they carry out this gospel message, those who they present these message of truth to, of light, of fresh bread from heaven, that they too will be doer and also to share your word, because you told us in your word in Revelation 18, the mighty angel come down with great power and enlighten the world. Enlighten us, Lord, and that great power is the Holy Spirit. And if there is no other time we need the Holy Spirit, is now. So we all give you thanks for your sister and your brother. We also lift up our dear sister Leola at this time. Continue to bless her. We miss her a little off the line, but she's doing well, and we give you the praise. We pray for Brother Ray. Lord, continue to bless him. He's ministering. He's ministering on his job. Lord, we ask you for pour your blessings upon him. We lift up Nicole and our Jarvis and the other grandchildren, Lord. Also her other siblings, her sisters, and her brother-in-law, and the community, dear Lord, that she ministered to. Lord, we also lift up Sister Jackson and Brother Jackson, where she is at this time. Pour your blessings upon them. Dear Lord, we lift up our host tonight, Sister Carla. Lord, continue to strengthen her. Continue to pour your blessing on her. Continue to allow her light to shine, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the mission, the medical missionary work that you have been giving her, going into the homes that you instruct us to do, that today she can bring love to all these wonderful clientele that she have. Point them to Jesus by reading the word of truth, and also, dear, praying on their behalf. And these clients are blessed because they have seen Christ and only Christ in the life of Sister Carla. So we ask you, Father, give her the strength, Lord. Sometimes I don't know how she did it, but Father, we know you are with her. We lift up Nicholas and Amanda to you. Pour your blessings upon those young children, young people, and allow them to focus their mind upon you by studying your word, search your scripture, and also share it to their peers. Lord, this evening, Father, we also lift up our dear sister, Barnaby, Father, our prayer leader, our scripture reader, our prayer leaders, Lord. Father, she's always praying on behalf of our brothers and sisters on the line, to our church family, and she extend, Lord, her praise and thanks. We heard it in her voice, that joy, how outstanding voice, Lord, that she has praising you, Lord. She lift up her children in Jamaica, those who are sick or came down with the COVID. You are the great physician. We place them in your care. And also our daughter and our son-in-law and our grandchildren here. We ask you to pour your blessings on her. And as she minister at her workplace and share your love, Lord, allow that light that shine within her that her co-workers will see Christ and come to know you through your daughter. We also lift up Sister Cancinelli, dear Lord, to messenger health tip, Lord, presentation, always coming, sharing about some natural remedy that you have given unto us, reminding us how we are supposed to be faithful. As you said in Genesis 1:29, you gave us the herb for meat, Lord, and Father, the leaf for medicine, dear Father. So we are asking you, allow us to go back, as we heard a while ago with Sister Tamika and Sister Leo, Sister Carla, Lord, was informing, dear God, you know, with the message of the 8 laws of health, the doctor call, where it is very important, Lord, the food you gave us, Lord Jesus, his nutrition and also the exercise and also the water and also the trust, the temperance, and also the ear, the A is for the ear, also rest, and also, dear Father, temperance and trust in God in everything we do. And if we be obedient to your laws that you have given unto us, Father, and follow your command, Lord, you said you wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless your dear daughter, Sister Tamika. Keep her, Lord, and guide her and protect her, Lord, the voice, your voice of singing praise and giving thanks for the blessing that you have put on her. Lord, she brings a blessing on this land. Especially, Lord, we are inviting our sisters at the Advent light of our early morning prayer line, where we sisters join together in praying. And Father, we are inviting our brothers and sisters, if they want to join early morning, like, you know, they can, because God is so good to us. You have been blessing us. And Lord, all our sisters come on and share and give thanks and praise. So Lord, we just want to give you thanks for what you are doing in the life of your sons and your daughter. Lord, as Sister Tamika lift up Sister Mary, Sister Elizabeth, Lord, at the nursing home, Sister Miriam, Sister Rochelle, also lifting up her daughter, dear Lord, her grandchildren. She's lifting up her son. She's lifting up Tony in prison, dear Lord. And she lift up all the sisters, Lord, Sister Carla, Sister Leola, Sister Richardson, Sister Powell, Sister Payne, Sister Lynn, and Sister Richardson, dear Lord, and all the other sisters, them, Sister Barnaby, Sister, so many sisters, you know them, and brothers, dear Father God. So we lift up, and she is lifting up everyone who join on this prayer line, dear Father. Sister Katie, Lord, we give you thanks and praise this moment for dear Sister Katie, those precious little children, babies. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Good report of the baby started to walk, dear Lord, and that's just a joy within our heart, and we know you are going to allow those babies to be victorious. We also lift up Sister Stephanie and the praise report, Lord Jesus, for Karja and KJ. But Karja, dear Lord, the achievement that you have given unto her And you are worthy to be praised, because I do know it's your love and your blessings and your mercies that you pour down upon that young girl, young lady, dear Lord, that she could graduate from high school and also graduate with her from college with associate degree. Lord, you're so good. You're so great. Bless them. Allow her, Lord, to represent you in everything she do, that you will be the center of her life, and not only she alone, all the graduates, them, dear Lord, from all the different schools and colleges, we place them in your care at this time. Father, we also lift up, dear Father, our dear brother Judy and Sister Caldebear and baby Kaylee Elizabeth and the project, Lord, the Health Store. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have poured upon that Health Store, Brother Yudi, the blessings, dear Father, of the father-in-law that you have poured, the strength you have given unto him and the mother-in-law, Lord, that they work, Lord. I'm telling you, Father, they can work, and they put down some work into that store. So we ask you to pour your blessings, Lord. And as it opened, dear Father, we ask you to send your clientele, Lord, so that they will be successful and your name will be glorified. So we place it in your care, Lord. You are so good. You are so great. Bless Caleb and also Elizabeth. And Father God, for a little boy, a little baby, it is at his grandfather's side, whatsoever work the grandfather is doing. So he's a young carpenter. So I ask you to pour your blessings upon him. And I know he will learn, because he is determined, Lord, to see everything. He's in everything that the grandfather do. So, Lord, pour your blessings upon him. We also lift up Brother Yudi at his work. Lord, we know it's not easy, but with you all things is possible. And he has a work carried out to perform and to present you at his workplace. The character that he presented at his workplace, that's the character you want, so that these individuals will see Brother Yudi, not Brother Yudi, but they will see Christ within you. Father, we also lift up Brother Bernard. Continue to bless him, Lord. We lift up his wife. Continue to keep, guide, and protect them, Lord. We ask you for the message that he will bring will be a message straight from you. So pour your blessings on them. We also lift up Brother Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson. Continue to pour your blessing. Sister Boyd, Lord, and Brother Elder Wilson, Lord, Brother Chuck in Rhode Island, we lift them up to you, Lord, because they are asking for prayer in the ministry that they have been doing, dear Lord. We ask you to pour your blessings upon it. We also lift up Brother Ray, Brother Rick, Lord, Elder Rick. Continue to bless Brother Rick as he cries out to you for Ashley and the progress that she had, Lord, in doing much better. Lord, we want to give you thanks for it and allow her to study your words and come back to you. Lord, he is praying for his wife and also the church and his grandchildren. Bless them and keep and guide and protect them. Father, Brother Eli, as we present Brother Eli to you, we thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing. The joy within Brother Eli, the willingness of Brother Eli, the urge that Brother Eli have, and how his heart is so joyful that he is pleading, he is asking, Lord. But just allow Brother Eli to know that you heard the prayer and the heart of Brother Jari and Ishmael and all the others, dear Father. They have to make it right. They have to be consent of that baptism. They have to want to know you, and to search for you. So, Lord, allow Brother Jari that, Father, he will give his life to you, and it is in your care. We pray on his behalf, and we ask you to pour your blessing upon them. Now, dear Lord, we come to you as the great physician, as the healer and sympathizing Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you so far with all that virus going around that you protect your children. You are so good. You are so great. So this blessed Sabbath day, we just want to thank you for what you have been doing. And as we strive to be the mastery, as we strive to be victorious, Lord, as we strive to get victory over all sin, because you said you want to cover us with your righteousness by faith in Christ. And that is the only thing, the name will allow us to enter into that eternal rest with you. So we have a work to do, Lord. So we ask you, Father, for each one of us on this line, that we will be ready, prepare ourselves to go on the battlefield to present your message of truth, the three angel message and the medical missionary message that you have given unto us to go out and present to people. Give us that strength, that mighty power came down upon us, Lord, so that we will able to go out without fear and without trembling and to go to tell your message to the dying world. The Sabbath is the test, Lord. This Sabbath will be a test. Have mercy upon us, Lord, that we will keep the Sabbath holy. Have mercy that we will share the Sabbath message. Have mercy that we will not shirk from the Sabbath when that time comes, but we will ask you, Lord, and we will be obedient to your will that we can follow your commandment. We ask you to bless us and keep us, and if there is any person we miss, Lord, you know there are so many people on this line, dear Father, even the unspoken requests, Lord, we have seen some numbers coming on the line. I cannot identify them, but we know that your people. We want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise, Lord, for bringing your people on this line so that we can meditate, we can study together, we can sing together, we can cry together, and we can praise you together. Thank you for hearing. Bless my children, my siblings, Lord, my great-grandchildren, Lord, that bring joy in my heart to see those precious children, great-grandchildren. So, Lord, I just want to give you thanks on my community children in Jamaica, dear Father, grandchildren and our children in Jamaica and the project in Jamaica. Father, I just want to praise you this moment for what you have been doing, blessing it, Lord, despite I am not able to go. I am able to send those barriers, and the distributor have been doing a great job out there, and the people are just rejoicing and giving you the praise for what blessings you have been giving them, Lord. So we just want to thank you this blessed Sabbath day. Bless us and keep us, we pray, in Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for the prayer. And now I will open the line for just a moment. I will open the line for Brother Bernard.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes. Amen. Your line is open.
Yes. Amen. 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 Well, good evening. Good evening. And a blessed Sabbath to you all who are on this line. This is your brother in Christ, Brother Bernard Lewis, evangelist missionary from Pennsylvania, out of Pennsylvania. I'm now located in the mountainous area of Arkansas, traveling to and fro, preparing to give the last warning message to God's people, to encourage them, to strengthen them, to help them, to be prepared for these last days that we are living in. I want to give God thanks and foremost for allowing me to come and be blessed to speak to my people tonight, as my brother had called me in the time of need. And I wish that all be in good health, and that you all prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. And we know that the time is at hand. The time is at hand. Tonight we will be discussing the last warning message and the health message on diet and health, Ministry of Healing, Chapter 23. You can, if you have that book, you can also follow along. We know that many of God's people are preparing for the end time. Many of God's people is preparing for the end time, but many of God's people is not ready for the end time, whether it be spiritual, with the spiritual food, or in health. Many of God's people are struggling. So tonight, I want to try to encourage you, though we have a message to give and be prepared, God is with you. He's looking for his people to surrender the will to him. We cannot do it alone. We cannot do it in our own strength. That's why he sent our Savior and Redeemer, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, our elder brother. Amen. Without further ado, let us say a word of prayer, and then we'll get into this evening's message. I want to wish everyone a blessed Sabbath this evening, in Jesus' name. Great Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom will come, earth as it is in heaven. I ask of thee, O Father, to put your words in my mouth, for I am unworthy, Father, and you are worthy. And you can pour out, I ask that you pour out your spirit upon me, that I may bless those who are on the line with your words and not mine. In the blessed name of Jesus, bless everyone on this line, Father, whom have an ear to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome again. Welcome again. This is your brother, Bernard Lewis. A very dear friend and brother to Brother Udi Calvaire. We have been on mission trips together. We have prayed together. We suffered together. We had agreements and disagreements, but the Lord has still kept us together to help each other in love and unity, to encourage one another. And now we are at the point where we have trusted in the Lord, and by faith, stepped out on faith, and was able to open a health food, natural food, health food store in the mountains of Arkansas. We are counseled to open up a store in every church should have a store to open. So we came, and I came in this area first, and I invited my brother to come down, and he came and he liked it, and he didn't want to go back. So everywhere we are called to open a health food store and a treatment center. So we ask for your prayers, beloved, because we are trying to do our best to take heed to what our Father in heaven is giving unto us in counsel. And I pray that you all as well. You may not be able to do it right away, but ask God to show you and ask him, what would he have you to do? Maybe it may be serving or doing something else, but just get into communion with your Father and ask him, what would he have you to do at this time? Now, without further ado, we're going to be doing and discussing a twofold message, the message of Revelation, God's last warning message that he has given unto his people, to be prepared and to prepare a people to receive the return of our Savior Jesus Christ in these last days. Also, our Father has blessed us with a message, the right hand of the gospel, which is the health message. Friends, we're just going to touch on some basic principles, and you can take notes if you have your pen and pad. And we will get into this message because it has to do in the last days with our spiritual, mental, and physical need for preparation in this last days. God always sends the message. He always sends a warning before the appointed time. Now, we are living now in the closing days of Earth's history. Would you agree, beloved? Yes, amen. So divine inspiration, through divine inspiration, the Apostle Paul tells us the conditions that would be prevalent in the last days. We find that in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. And the Bible also says, know this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Take note to that. Lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. And verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. We are counseled from such turn away. God has spoken, beloved. The conditions are in evidence all about us to meet the crisis. To meet the what? The crisis. Would you say we are in a crisis, beloved? Oh, yes, we are. The storm is here, beloved. So now is the time that we prepare ourselves while we are in these crises, because we have been warned and that the crises were coming, because in Matthew 24, verse 1 through 8, we see Christ telling us and telling his apostles what was to take place in these last days. Does God always warn men of a coming crisis? Sure he does. Sure he does. God has a special message designed for the last days, my beloved brothers and sisters, his last warning message. Will you be a part of that message? Will you be encouraged from that message? And we know that message, the three angels' message, the everlasting gospel that is to be proclaimed to every kindred, tongue, and people. Surely, the Lord God will do nothing but revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Amos 3, verse 7. Amos 3, verse 7. And we see that in the past that God had to send a warning through Noah to prepare and get ready. Build an ark because he is going to send a flood. The world will be destroyed by a flood. And Noah preached 120 years and the people did not listen. Eight was saved. In these last days, what is God doing to warn the world? Beloved, in Revelation chapter 14, we're going to read verse 6 through 12. God has a special message for our day. It is the message of Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. I'm pretty sure we are familiar with this message. We ought to know this message by heart. And it would be a good thing to study this message out, because this is a spiritual application to our life, that if we are not spiritually fit and spiritually conditioned, that we too will fall victim of this message. And the message says in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, are you there? And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship, very important, worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his, verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And the faith of Jesus. Amen. So here we have a threefold message. One is to worship the Creator. The first angel's message tells us to worship our Creator. This is given to us before the return of Christ. As we see, before Christ, the coming of Christ, what kind of gospel is to be proclaimed to the world? This message must be proclaimed to the world. But before we could proclaim this message to the world, beloved, we ourselves must be converted in this message. We must be pricked. We must be prepared to accept this message ourselves, because many of God's people have not been converted to this truth, and they still linger and they contemplate and compromise, and they have not truly been converted in this message. Beloved, this message is a message of soul searching to see if you be in the faith or if you be not, if you are a part of those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, or those who keep them not. It says, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. So this is a message that must go worldwide, friends. And in order for it to go worldwide, God is looking for a few who are willing to receive and study and hear his word and proclaim it, not in our strength, but in the strength of our Savior, in the strength of God that he will give us in these last days. Are you willing, my friends? Are you willing? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you willing to say, Lord, here am I, send me, or I will go wheresoever the Lord will send me? The term, the everlasting gospel, indicates the unchanged gospel that was presented to Adam. Listen to what it says. That was presented to Adam, Abraham, Joseph, Daniel, Peter, and Paul. It is the everlasting good news, friends, concerning who? Christ, our Savior, our elder brother. It is a Christ-centered message, friends, with Christ as our sin bearer. We can go to Christ. We don't have to go to a priest, prelate, Baptist, a bishop, or anyone to confess or to receive salvation. We go to Christ. We worship God, our Savior, and his Son, Jesus, the Son of the living God. And our daily bread of life, man's only Savior. He is our Savior. Amen. What specific announcement, friends, does this warning message contain that could be given only in our day? We know that this message now is given to us in these last days because it was a message that was prophesied through the blessing, the book of Daniel, that we know that there was a message that Daniel was to receive and give, but Daniel was not to give the whole message. It was a time where it said, Daniel, seal up the book until the end. And we see this message fulfilling in Revelation, in the book of Revelation, in the end time. And God has raised up a people for this message, friends. So I'm praying that by the sound of my voice, that everyone will have in their heart, Lord, here am I, send me. I am willing, Lord. And I pray that you will study this message and ask the Lord, are you one of his chosen to give this message? In Revelation chapter 14, verse 7, what specific announcement does this last warning message contain that could be given only in our days? The message, friends, the message that God has for us to be given, the certain message that contains God's message to the world, it is a judgment message. The message which says the hour of his judgment is come. Friends, meaning we are at that time, could not be given before. The judgment hour arrived in 1844 in fulfillment of Daniel 8:14. The investigative judgment is going on right now. I can't get into an in-depth, but I pray that you go back and study this with the book of Daniel 8:14. It is imperative that this message be proclaimed, warning men and women that time is short. So this is a warning message that we must prepare to give to our brothers and sisters out there who need this message. There's a lot of God's people, listen, a lot of God's faithful people that are in Babylon, in confusion, in apostasy, and they must come out. This message will bring God's people out from that Babylonian worship. In this last message, what great basic truth is also given? Worshiping. We see here in Revelation chapter 14, verse 7, it says, worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. Revelation 14, 7, the last part. And we see that in order to worship God and to give reverence to him, recognition of God as what? As creator. Why? Because it says worship him that made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. That is God, and that is who he is. Is the basis of all true religion. The fact that God is creator is the foundation of God's authority as well as our responsibility to God. The last warning message, friends, unites the fact of creation with the judgment. The last warning message unites the fact of creation with the judgment. It is God who created. We are his inhabitants. We are to worship him, worship God, fellowship. When you worship God, you are in reverence. You are in fear of God. And that word fear is another word of reverence, love for God, that you worship him with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, as we were told by Jesus. So verse 8, as we deal with Babylon, what is the message of the second angel that was portraying that followed the first? The first angel came out with a loud voice, right? Flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, okay? And that message was to go to all nations. The second angel followed, and the second angel followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. Now it is explaining that this confusion is fallen. This church, this Babylon has fallen. The great city, because she, meaning a church, impure and defiled, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Wine could be also a word for doctrines. The wrath of her fornication. She has been